Now, Saudi fighter jets continue pounding targets in the Yemeni capital as part of the military campaign against the impoverished country. At least 14 people are killed in the fresh airstrike. According to local media, 9 women and 2 children are among the dead. Dozens of other people were also wounded in Sana'a's Sawan district. The air raid comes after a similar strike claimed at least 8 civilian lives in several neighborhoods of the city. Yemen's army says the country has been the target of more than 3,100 airstrikes over the past month. Nearly 3,000 people have lost their lives since the beginning of the offensive on March the 26th. Joining us now from Abu Dhabi via Skype is Andrea Volchek, and he's an investigative journalist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, let's not forget that Saudi Arabia declared an end to its so-called Operation Decisive Storm, and we're right now in the middle of Operation Restoration of Hope. How is this any different from the previous operation?
It's not different at all. There was a short pause, but the attacks against Yemeni civilians, against Yemen, illegal attacks against the country, there is no end in sight. There are, of course, developments now on the ground in Yemen. The Houthi rebels are advancing on Aden, the second portal city, coastal city of the country. There was a punitive cross-border attack of the rebels against Saudi Arabia, skirmishes at the border. But generally, the biggest loss of lives comes from the bombing of the civilians by Saudi Air Force. It is actually very cynical bombing. You probably all heard about the promise that the pilots of the Saudi fighter jets received from Saudi government that they will be rewarded Bentley limousines for these airstrikes. Very cynical, actually.
Indeed. Now, speaking of how long this can continue and Saudi Arabia can keep up, how is Saudi Arabia basically measuring success or failure on the ground? Is it by the number of casualties? Is it by the amount of infrastructure that's being destroyed?
Well, there is one theory which I actually believe is very probable, is that actually this is not only a war against Yemen. It's not only destruction of the Yemeni civilians. It's a practice that Saudi Air Force is performing. They're basically practicing on the civilians in case that they will get engaged in a war against Iran, or if they will join a coalition against Syria. So, in fact, this doesn't seem logical, right? There is no, there is almost nothing that this Air Force bombing, that this campaign can achieve. The Houthi rebels are advancing. They are very popular in Yemen. They are, they will not be deterred. The only people who are suffering are civilians. So what is the reason for this? Most likely it is a practicing of bombing skills of Saudi Air Force and sacrificing hundreds, maybe thousands of civilians.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's investigative journalist Andrea Volchek joining us via Skype from Abu Dhabi. Many thanks indeed for joining us here on Press TV, sir.